For more than a week, thousands of protesters have filled the streets in cities nationwide, chanting the name of George Floyd. And as masses continue to demonstrate against police brutality and systemic racism, some of those who have been around since the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s have said this feels familiar. They've even compared the moment to the riots of 1968. That's when the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis touched off demonstrations across the United States. For perspective on this moment, Steve Inskeep spoke with Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was with King when he was assassinated. Despite his struggle with Parkinson's disease in recent years, Reverend Jackson is still active in his pursuit of equal rights. Steve also talked with Josie Johnson, who participated in the March on Washington in 1963, where King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Johnson was a representative from Minnesota then, where she has lived for most of her 90 years.
What do you think when people see an incident like the death of George Floyd and they say nothing has changed in America?
I have been involved in this struggle almost all of my life, since I was a teenager of 14. So to be here at this moment and observe a police officer whose attitude seems so careless and unconcerned. And if that young woman had not videotaped that experience, we would have heard the police once again indicate that George Floyd was trying to escape. Thank God. Now, what I'm concerned about is we've been engaged in police work ever since I can remember. We now have a police chief in Minneapolis who has declared his commitment to justice and equality. And obviously, that has not been heard.
You see white and black America rise up and fight back. To see people march in London and France. That's progress.
That is progress. And we've lived long enough to try to be hopeful again.
The marches are hopeful signs. The marches are full of hope. They believe something could happen.
That's right.
On the move. We're not going backwards.
And, Jesse, not only are we not going backwards, we must hold on to what we've learned and encourage, support, protect our children. We have got to help them make a difference so that the next generation, I think about my great-grandchildren. I've got three that I worry about. Are they going to grow up in an environment which they have to continue to struggle as you, Jesse, have struggled and I have struggled?
We dream without the right to vote. Now we dream with power. We must put in perspective. That's why violence must be challenged, because violence is a diversion. We're discussing burning cars as opposed to discussing police behavior. It is also a plot. The right wing will use violence to manipulate America's emotions. Dr. King was killed in 68. The first few days was a riot. People understood it. But Nixon was able to turn the riots into a scare white people and elect himself on a law and order basis. We must not allow any element to invade our ranks. We believe in nonviolent direct action. We believe in voting. We're not going to give up. We're not going to stop.
You know, I'd like to ask, because you brought up 1968, a lot of people in recent days have compared the crisis the United States faces now to 1968. How do you compare 2020 to 1968?
Well, the fact is, the reason why the police have not been killing blacks en masse is that we have a different quality of politician. If we had right-wing mayors, they would be turning the police loose to kill people. And there have been no killings. Because
I think you're telling me that there would have been a lot of dead people in these protests if the police tactics or the political leaders had been the tactics and leaders of 1968. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, in 1967, Dr. King did a rally in Houston, Texas. Aretha Franklin and Harry Belafonte hosted it. when Dr. King stepped on the stage to give Aretha Franklin flowers, they put tear gas in the fans. They had to evacuate the auditorium.
Yes.
Progress has been made. There is an attempt to turn the clock back. We're not going back.
It's not possible, given the history of oppression in America, for us to say, if we change the police, that's going to make it. It's systemic. It's everywhere. And so we need to educate and train and be encouraged that some of this may work with our police officers. But we also have to encourage, train, educate teachers, governors, mayors, council people. It's throughout the system. That's the pity of it. And we just need to keep on keeping on as a people and not let our generation of young people now feel that it's not going to work. We've got to vote. We've got to get our people out there. They make a difference and they know it. And we have got to hold on to the spirit and support of our young people who are the you, Jesse, of 1960s. They can't let this happen again.
Well, Josie Johnson and Reverend Jesse Jackson, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.